Welcome to another Crittenden Press online podcast. I'm your host, Chris Evans. Let's get right to the show.
Welcome to the Convenient Car Care pregame report. We have the Rockets this week traveling to Ballard Memorial. The Bombers come into this game 3-4 overall and 0-3 in the district. Important district game for the Rockets, who can seal their fate for the playoffs, make sure they get in at the number, possibly at the number 3 seed. And the Crittenden County Rockets come in this game 2-5 and 1-1. Ballard has got to win this game or they're out of the playoffs. Coach Starnes, this is a unique week. We have a fall break. Kids have been off all week, and I know that's posed some pretty serious issues for your football team. And tell us a little bit about who we can expect to be on the bus going to the game. Sounds like a very abbreviated roster.
Yeah, I mean, Chris, we don't know from day to day who's going to be there. I can tell you this, that the varsity players have been showing up for practice with the exception of one player that we've been counting on that went on vacation, and his family told us Friday that he was going to go on vacation. And, you know, we can't accept that as far as a team and excuse it without any consequence. So he won't be playing. He won't be traveling with us tomorrow night. So the rest of the kids, we've had 18 to 20 kids in practice each day. Those 18 or 20 are varsity players. And for some reason, our JV players and younger players felt like that they didn't have to show up. And so it makes it very difficult to practice and to have a team, like when we go offense, to have a defensive team and vice versa. So we're decided we're not going to play those kids. They're not going to travel. We're not going to reward them for not showing up for practice. And the thing is, we told them the first day that we came out that we would have practice during fall break because we knew that families might schedule vacations and stuff like that. And, you know, Chris, we understand family. There's probably not a more family man than myself, but we also understand commitment we made to a team, and we can't just give the kids off practice for a week. And, you know, and we can't expect parents to understand that we have to give them off. You know, we can't do that and be committed to a team because the kids are counting on them. So, you know, we have dismissed four individuals for not letting us know where they were. And all we say is just contact us. It's courtesy. You know, if you're going to miss practice, let us know that you're not going to be there. In a job situation in the real world, you don't show up and you're fired. So, you know, we're taking this approach and we're firing four of them for not letting us know where they were.
And like you say, just let them know, and they're still on the team. There may be some consequences for not showing up.
That's
they may
right.
not
exactly.
go to this particular game, but in this case, you're talking about cleaning lockers out.
Yeah, and we've cleaned four lockers out. So, I mean, what we're saying is, you know, it's very simple. You know, you contact us, let us know you're not going to be there for whatever reason it is, and then we'll give you another opportunity to be at practice next week. And if you don't contact us, we're cleaning your lockers out, and there's no other opportunity. So we've done that with four kids.
Fair enough, especially in a season when you've got a ship that's got some leaky holes, and it's hard to keep a ship like that afloat. And I know it's been a difficult, very frustrating year for the coaching staff and for the players who've committed to making this a good year. And pretty good football team when we're all on the field.
And we are a good football team. But, you know, we have not had everybody healthy since or here or playing since the scrimmage. Mm-hmm. You know, our scrimmage, we had everybody here. We did a good job against Muhlenberg. We have not had and you know, I think we were out Bo Wallace against Hopkins County Central. And then from that point, you know, we started having kids make bad decisions, suspension, and then injuries, and it has just escalated from there. We can't control the injuries, and going back and looking at it, you know, we have had two individuals that have made poor decisions that resulted in suspensions this season so far. The others are injuries. You know, I'm watching the sideline. I mean, I'm watching in practice, and we've got five or six kids over there that should be on the field that are starters that are injured, and they're sitting around watching practice, and there's nothing we can do about that. And so, you know, it just seems like everything is escalated. The point we have to make is we made a commitment to this ball club. Win or lose, we made a commitment. We'll carry out that commitment throughout the entire year, and if they don't want to be committed to it, then we'll get rid of them.
Let's talk a little bit about the ramifications of this football game at Ballard Memorial. potentially this is a big game for Crittenden County. It's a big, big game for Ballard because this is do or die for the Bombers. Ballard wins this game, and there's potential that that would create a three-way tie if a particular scenario plays out. You know, we've still got Caldwell County to play in the district, and Ballard will be finished. So there's a particular scenario that could play out to where Ballard wins this game. There's a three-way tie. Then you go to the point system, and in that case, it looks like we're potentially out of the playoffs there. So we've got to win this game to control our destiny and not let it go another week. And it's going to be tough with the kids you've got, I would think, because Ballard's an improved team, but they too have been injured, riddled by injury this year. Their quarterback's been hurt. So this may be a battle of wills then, as much as anything, who wants to win this game and get in the playoffs.
Well, you know, the scenario doesn't look good for us because, you know, we're traveling to Ballard, and it's at their home field, and that's always an advantage. So, you know, we just simply have to understand what this means, the outcome, you know, to extend the season for some of the seniors that want to extend the season and has been working their tail off. The other side of that is, you know, if we don't want to extend the season, then we go and we just go through the motions, and Ballard would take this ball game. But that's not the way that we've been operating this year. We've been shorthanded every game, and in every game, anybody that we put out there, the 11 that we put out there, has played hard, and that's what we're going to have to do. We're going to have to play hard. We're going to have to rely on kids like Zach Tinsley, who's starting at fullback and linebacker. We're going to have to rely on Corey Mays, who's in there, who has been playing. We're going to have to rely on kids that haven't seen Noah Dickerson is going to have to play both ways. We're going to have to rely on those kids to come out. We're not going to have any substitutes, you know, that we can put in there. So they're going to have to suck it up, and they're going to have to play the entire ball game all the way through.
How about Grant Gardner? What's his status for this game?
Grant Gardner will go back to the Dr. Tuesday. We'll know Tuesday whether or not he can come back and play.
So he's out for this game.
He's out for this game. Brendan Phillips has been released to play for next week.
Not this game.
Mm-hmm. You know, of course, Hernandez is out for this game and next game. Mm-hmm. And Devin Wallace, we just found out, tore his ACL, so he's going to be out for the season. And we hate it for Devin, who came back and has a passion for it, made a mistake earlier in the season and has come back and really has tried to be a leader and is still being a leader out there in practice. You know, he finds out he has ACL tear. He's out for the season. And he's out there, you know, trying to encourage the guys today. And
Still showing up for
practice and doing what he's supposed to do as a team member. Uh-huh. And that's what these young kids have to understand. They're team members. Even if they're injured, they have to be at practice because they're part of the team. And they don't separate themselves from the team just because they're injured. So, you know, that's where we are. And you know, Bo Wallace he finds out that he has to have steroid injections in his back, and he's out for the season, and has told us that he probably is not going to play next year. So, yeah. You know, I mean, it is what it is, and we're going to make the best of it. We can make one promise, and that's the effort that we give when we're there. All the kids that are going to be there, I say all of them, all 20 of them that's going to be dressed out, they're going to play as hard as they can possibly play. And we expect the 20 that's out there, we expect those kids to come back with a victory in third place, third place in the district with Caldwell County to go.
Of course, the Bombers have a pretty good team, as we said, been hit by injuries. Their quarterback, who really came out gangbusters early in the year, Nick Crist, and it looked good and led them to some victories over, you know, they beat Fulton City, they beat Heath, and played Marshall County pretty close for a while, and then turned around and beat Fulton County. So, you know, but then the injury bug, I think, hit them pretty hard, and against Caldwell County when they lost 46-15 to the Tigers, and then they lost 40-0 to Murray. But Last week's game, kind of a little bit surprising. They got beat at Reedland 41-13. So this is a team, it's hard to get your hands around and really know what to expect out of them, but they have a couple of good running backs in Mason Ware and Fontez Hill, and you got to expect a pretty good game out of them. It's their homecoming game, which, as we know, can be a distraction, but it can also be a motivator.
Well, you know, they're not a bad football team, Chris. I mean, they get after you. The coach is doing a great job there. They seem to have a belief in what they're doing and what their abilities are, you know. And I would say that you know, if we were full strength, then we would have the upper hand in the advantage. We think that in the talent level, but you know we're not, and so we think that because of the injuries, because of the kids that we don't have on the field, then we bring ourselves down to their level. As far as talent, now it's going to come down to like you said, will and who wants to win and who's going to play the hardest and make things happen, who's going to make the least mistakes, or who's going to dig down deep when we have to have a drive in the fourth quarter to win a ball game, and that's what it's going to come down to. So you know the kids are going to play hard, and it's just going to be it's either team's game to win, and it's going to come down to mistakes and you know, execution and who causes mistakes and who makes the turnovers, and you know, and really we hope that we can do that, and special teams is, you know, vital for us right now, and so, you know, Wes Evers is our punter, and you know, he was out practice for a couple of days because of back. He didn't practice Tuesday, and Wednesday was in the hospital, and so I mean, you know, we just don't know. And
but
we
Wes
don't know.
Is going to be back this Friday.
Wes practiced today, but you know, he practiced. He wasn't 100% with his back, and we don't know how much he can withstand tomorrow night.
Well, I know you're going to be relying on a lot of young guys to fill in some very important roles in the backfield. You've got the guy in the backfield in Bryce Willis, who's accustomed to being there, but normally he's at quarterback, and he's going to be playing tailback again as he did last week at Murray, and looked pretty good. And then Zach Tinsley, I thought, came off the bench and really gave you a spark, and hopefully he'll carry that on this week. But really, this game's going to be one up front, I feel like, with your veteran guys. If they can control this game, which I felt like against Murray they did, but I'm not sure Ballard will have the explosive weapons maybe that Murray had, although they do have some kids that can do it, don't they? I mean,
yeah, and the key, you know, we feel like we can control them up front. We think we're going to, but the problem is that our secondary is thin, and they're inexperienced, and so when we control them up front from running the football, then they're going to throw the football on us. They do a decent job throwing the football. They're not as good is what I think that some other teams have thrown the ball on us. So it's going to be a challenge. We're going to have to make sure that we create some turnovers and try to sustain some drives and keep the ball out of their offense's hands.
Well, I know this has been a strange week, and as we sit here doing this today, the podcast, you've got the rotisserie going and cooking some prime rib over here on the grill, so I know you want to get to that special event coming up this afternoon, and good luck this week. It's a big game for the Rockets, and I know it's a big game for the coaching staff, and one you guys feel like you got to win this to, you know, keep everybody's head up, too.
You know, we have to win this, Chris, to keep face. I mean, you know, because we can finish no worse than third. We win this ball game, and it hasn't been the best season as far as injuries. The kids' morale has been up. This is a huge game for the program, you know, not to go in the tank, and because we feel like, you know, if we don't win this ball game, we could possibly lose some guys because we have two ball games left after that. So this is going to be huge for us to win, to beat Ballard, and you know, and continue and advance in the playoffs and save face. That it's not the doesn't tie the worst season that we've had in 21 years. So you know, we have to make sure that those things happen, and it's important to us, coach staff.
It's hard to swallow too. The worst second, this could be the worst season you've ever had here. I know that's tough to swallow, and maybe we're not going to do that. They've got a chance to get it down.
Well, we're going to do everything that we can. We're going to fight for it.
Yeah.
Though.
7 o'clock kickoff. Now it's at early kickoff down at Ballard Memorial and the homecoming. Yeah, be there early to get a seat. This is the Convenient Car Care pregame report.